Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.
Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Greg Carpenter has joined us. Good morning, Greg. How are you, mate? You there, Greg?
I am.
There he is. Welcome back. I didn't get to speak to you last week. You enjoyed your time over in the UK?
Yeah, it was fantastic. Don't want to go through the whole thing again, but it was really one of the highlights of my sporting spectating career to be there and watch Janae play for Cambridge against Oxford and get the money. They were long odds on favourites the year before and got rolled. They went in favourites again this year because they were undefeated in their national zone, and they won well, and it was a great experience.
Well, you come back to earth with a thud because there's a lot going on in Victorian racing, as there is each and every time when we have major races in the headlines. And the Caulfield Cup's been a bone of contention in so far as the MRC mooting a wait for age. Lee Friedman's stuck around to join us in the studio. What's your thoughts on a wait for age Caulfield Cup, Greg?
Well, I think it's a very important conversation that the racing industry here in Victoria and around Australia is having at the moment about the conditions of the Caulfield Cup. It certainly shows that the race continues to be a very important event, not only on our calendar but on the national calendar. The Melbourne Racing Club have for some time been contemplating the change in condition for handicap to wait for age. Probably thanks to Lee, it's now got a public airing, and that conversation I think has been very important. It's certainly thrown up a number of different opinions about the race, and certainly the overwhelming one at the moment is that it should retain its handicap conditions because the long tradition, the ability that it gets to allow a larger number of horses to be competitive. And even people like Matt Stewart, who had probably been the harshest critic of the race in recent times, has jumped to its defence and, you know, been a very key player in the conversation about it retaining its handicap conditions. So as we've said on the way through, there's a number of stages that have to be gone through. The Melbourne Racing Club board have to finalise their position, and if that is that they wanted to go to wait for age, it would go to the Racing Victoria board. If it progressed through that and was endorsed, then it would have to go then to the Australian and Age and PACT committees. But certainly the first two critical steps are through the Melbourne Racing Club board and then the Racing Victoria board.
There's been reports that Racing Victoria has already given it a rubber stamp, or the thought process of Racing Victoria is that they would agree to it. Is that correct?
Well, it's not correct in as much as it certainly hasn't gone to the Racing Victoria board, and the board haven't been tested for their opinion. What the Melbourne Racing Club have done very responsibly has kept the racing operations area of the organisation informed about their want and their intention. It certainly wasn't a surprise to us because, as I said, the Melbourne Racing Club have said on a couple of occasions over the last few years, well, perhaps we should change the race to wait for age. So it wasn't a surprise to us. If their argument about it enhancing the race, attracting better class horses, and it's not all about internationals, because certainly it is a fact that there have been a number of horses, even here in Australia, the last few years, which have elected not to run in the Caulfield Cup on the way through to the Melbourne Cup. But again, it's a very important conversation. Is the Caulfield Cup a lead to the Melbourne Cup, or is the Caulfield Cup a Group 1 handicap race, or a Group 1 race that is a grand final and stands
well on its own two? As the man who does the handicaps for the Melbourne Cup, do you like the idea?
Well, let me just go through the link first of the Caulfield Cup to the Melbourne Cup. You know, only one of the last 10 Melbourne Cup winners have actually run in the Caulfield Cup, and that was viewed. I've always been on the record as saying that, you know, I haven't fallen out of love with the Caulfield Cup. I think it's a great race as a handicap, but I think it would be irresponsible not to listen to the arguments of the Melbourne Racing Club around changing it to wait for age. So we will listen to those arguments. We'll put them to the board if that's where they finally land, and then it'll be for the Racing Victoria board to make a decision as to whether or not they endorse that change.
Hi, Greg. It's Lee here.
Hi, Lee. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good, thanks. Welcome back.
I'm glad that you're one person who's continued to use the race. I mean, Ivanhoe's run in the last couple of years. Exospheric ran in it last year on the way through to the Melbourne Cup. So, as you've said on the record, that it certainly hasn't deterred you from using the race as what it is, a Group 1 handicap over 2,500 metres.
Yeah, I guess the argument probably is there any definitive argument to say that by making it weight for age, it would be any better race? That's my problem with it. I think it's a great handicap. It's the best mile and a half handicap in the world. There's no doubt about that. And that's a great badge for the MRC to wear.
Well, Lee, can I ask you, I've been in the industry 36 years, but only the last 12 in Victoria. You've been around for a similar period and at the top of the training tree here in Victoria. When the argument was had about the Australian Cup changing from handicap to weight for age in 1987, what was your view then on that race?
Oh, Greg, 1987, okay. I mean, the only thing I would say about that, it has become a better race, but it doesn't have the impact that a Caulfield Cup has set in the middle of the spring. Having a weight for age race in the autumn has actually worked because it's not used as a lead up to anything else except another weight for age race, perhaps in the BMW. So it's kind of like apples and oranges to me.
Yep, fair comment.
Mm. Well,
so as far as with the discussion about handicap to weight for age. Again, I think it's a discussion that needs to be had. I don't think it's something that should be just shut down and say, well, it's been a handicap for 137 years, therefore it can never change. So I think that the discussion, the public debate, is being very, very important. I think it'll help shape the Melbourne Racing Club's view. And as I said, if they are still of the view that the race should be weight for age, and will be taken to our board for their consideration.
Well, we're going to watch with interest the debate. Just quickly, before I get the blaming, I believe there's only been seven that have entered, so that's been extended. I'll get those seven off you in a moment, Greg, but I know Lee's got to go, and I want to pick your brain about your Melbourne runners over the weekend, Lee. Mm. At Flemington on Saturday in the Inglis, you've got Scholes. Gee, that was an impressive debut.
Yeah, she's a promising filly. She's probably one of the best bred fillies in Australia. John Munns and John Massara, owner, very kindly gave us this nice filly to train, and she won a pretty ordinary maiden up at Seymour, but the way she did it was very good, and we're prepared to boot her into Group 3 company, and getting black type with her would be everything for them. So I think she'll run well. Really
okay.
Well.
You've got some nice runners at the Valley on Friday night, including Cliffhanger in the feature there, which is the Alistair Clark.
Yeah, we're just mulling over whether we actually do run there or we wait for the Mornington Guineas the following week. It's a track he's had a lot of experience with. So we'll just have a look at that one. I thought probably one of our better runners Friday night, Sandra Adelaine. Very good first up horse, worked very well, and seems attractively weighted, dare I say, with the handicapper on the line. But I thought, he has carried 57 plus in similar races, maybe perhaps even stronger races, and he looked attractively weighted, and he handles Moonee Valley well. So I think, and of course, we can't forget old Ivan up in Sydney. We've got to... We're confident the horse is fit. The routine that we go through down at Pinecliff, and that is we ensure they're pretty fit. If we're doing what we do with these horses now and go first up in longer races, we don't use the excuse that they're not ready to race. And it'll be the first time, well, certainly it'll be the first time he's ever raced in this country on a soft track. So we're rather than overconfident, we're very, very happy that he's got conditions to suit, and we're very, very expectant to see him run well.
You're looking forward to that. And you've got a couple at Ladbrokes Park today who are interesting at its centre, and you've got Rock Giselle in the first, and you've got Dancing Hare in the eighth.
Yeah, well, these are two cracking fillies. I've really had to take my time with them because they're big, fast net rock fillies that have taken a lot of time. Rock Giselle is out of Dizelle, who won an AJC Oaks and is in turn a full sister to Vengeance of Rain. So she's a magnificently bred filly. form through Montoya Secret's looking pretty good for today. I think she should be hard to beat, very hard to beat. And the filly in the last is a filly I've taken an enormous amount of time with because she's a very big filly. She's out of a very, very strong Coolmore staying family. And now's the time. You know, I want to test her today, 1,800, okay, against older horses, which is, you know, not easy. But I want to see whether she's good enough to take up to Sydney or not, or whether I change tack. But I like her as a staying filly. I think she's going to make a mark.
Sounds like it could be a good few days for the Freedman Stable. Lee, as always, great to have you in inner sanctum.
My pleasure.
Lee Freedman there. Greg, at times getting the better of us. Can you just take us through the seven that have been entered in the blaming and you've extended the finals?
I can, Michael, and while we're getting that filled up, just to let you know, and Lee know, Santa Ana Lane's drawn barrier 4 of 11 runners in the...
He's a
very interesting horse, Santa Ana Lane. I had a big opinion of him. He ran a couple of nice races up in Sydney. So, and Cliffhanger's drawn 9 of 12. I would encourage Lee to run him at the Moon Valley race. So
thank you, Greg.
Last year...
I always cop the handicapper's tip, you know that.
Yeah, good. So follow it on this occasion.
Well done.
So the seven runners that have accepted for the blaming are Palantino. Sorry, let's do it in race book order. Blackheart Bart. Palantino, he or she, who won the race last year. Sir Isaac Newton, who was withdrawn from Adelaide on Monday for Robert Hickmott and Lloyd Williams. Tosin Stardom, Harlem, and the mare Real Love. Now, the indication coming from the Weir stable is that because of the weather in Sydney, they may well run Blackheart Bart and Tosin Stardom here. Tosin Stardom heading to the Doncaster and... Oh, sorry, the Queen Elizabeth and the race in Sydney. So he may well run on a drier track here rather than flattening up in Sydney. And also Blackheart Bart may well now run in Melbourne because of the anticipated heavy track in Sydney. So it'll be interesting to see how that field finally ends up on Saturday.
We'd hope so to get a full field there for the blaming. Greg, we're going to have to go because I've got Shane Meaney. He's going to give us the group ones in Sydney. But I appreciate your time each week as you give it so kindly on Racing Pulse.
Thanks, Michael, and keep the conversation going, particularly around the Caulfield Cup.
Yep, I don't think it'll die. Greg Carpenter there, Chief Handicapper for RVL. Great.
Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.